Managers that are very, very busy working, you know, long hours every day running their organizations don't necessarily have much time to spend reading about other firms, reading about other management styles, other management countries, going to university, spending a year or two looking at these issues, getting a broader perspective is quite important before you go into a workplace, so that when you're in an organization you can still apply this broader perspective. So according to this half of the equation, actually the ideas that you can get from university, the ideas that you can get from reading widely, from trying to understand a range of different organisations, provides a good generic or a basic set or body of knowledge that a manager should be able to draw on. And managers therefore should have this. All managers, whichever their organisation, whichever line of work they're in, should have these kind of generic skills, should have this broader perspective, should have this understanding of what management is and how management theories and management ideas can be applied in different circumstances. And in this case, the best managers are not necessarily the people with the most experience, necessarily. Good managers are the ones with the most perspective, the widest knowledge. And management should be done by the best managers, not just by people that have worked their way up through a company. Managers, therefore, shouldn't just know their organisation. Managers should know the profession of management. So those are two conflicting types of approaches to what management is about and whether management skills can actually be taught. My own feeling is that a really good manager will probably have a bit of each here. I think the most good managers would have to have the sort of the broader perspective that you can get from learning about management in an academic or a university environment. But also good managers should also have some knowledge of their organisation, some experience that's more practical as well. So some combination of the two is probably useful. But certainly in order to get the broader perspective, that's, I think, where universities can play a very important role. Right, what do managers do? I'm just coming on to a slightly more practical part of the lecture. I think, well, there are several things. I mean, I've just tried to outline here a handful of things that managers are usually regarded as doing. There are others that I could have added. There are others that you, I'm sure, may be able to think of. But I just thought I'd outline a couple. What do managers do? Well, they need to set goals and objectives. I think that's quite important. And it sounds very straightforward. It sounds very easy. But actually, there's an art to this. if you set an objective or set a target, which is really very easily achievable, then that doesn't give an organisation a great deal of... an organisation doesn't need to stretch itself or to work at full capacity in order to meet that goal. And it's therefore fairly unlikely that the organisation will work as efficiently as possible if the types of targets that are being set are really too easily achievable. On the other hand, if you set targets that are too ambitious... that any organisation is almost certain not to reach, then that can be very disheartening and demoralising. So actually getting the right level of targets or goals for a company to be able to achieve that are both challenging but which are also realistic and attainable, getting that balance right is something that managers need to do. And I think that you'll find with the lots of these goals, lots of these tasks that managers tend to have, It's usually about achieving some kind of balance. And in this case, it's between wanting to be ambitious and wanting to set targets that are difficult, that will force companies, force organisations to operate efficiently and to innovate, but at the same time that are achievable. So setting goals is great. That's one thing that managers can do. Devise strategies. Obviously, it's all very well to have a goal, a target that you set that is both ambitious but also attainable. How do you get there? How do you actually go about achieving these targets? Well, obviously, there needs to be some kind of plan. There needs to be some kind of strategy. And again, it's usually the job of managers, of senior managers, to develop and to come up with corporate strategies or organisational strategies that will enable organisations to be able to meet these goals.